This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Downtown Denver office vacancies are at record highs as businesses bet on other parts of the city. But Denverite's Kyle Harris reports at least one company is still bullish about downtown.
Software giant Palantir is leaving downtown Denver for Cherry Creek. Energy company Antero Resources is doing the same. But the cashback customer loyalty giant Ibotta has doubled down on downtown. Coming off of a bumpy year with layoffs, lawsuits, and plummeting stock prices, Ibotta is celebrating its new offices near Union Station. They include a high-altitude workout center, a piano room, and plenty of space for the company's 500-some Colorado workers. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
In Colorado's mountain towns, hotel bookings are off to a slow start this ski season. Occupancy rates at hotels in the state's resort communities are 2.4% lower than at this time last year, according to data provider Destimetrics. But it's still early in the season. Tom Foley is with Intopia, which runs Destimetrics. He says bookings should pick up when the snow does.
If it snows in an urban center, reservations at the local mountains go up.
All of Colorado's ski resorts should be open by the end of the month. Coloradans can now apply for the state's universal preschool program for next year. Enrollment for the 2026-2027 school year opened this week on the program's website. It offers 15 hours of tuition-free preschool for all eligible children, with more for some families. The state says more than 87,000 kids have been served since the program launched in 2023. And this is CPR News and KRCC.